Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to make more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy this episode. If you watched the 1975 movie Jaws, you may recall an iconic scene in which Quint, our cynical shark hunter, talked about surviving the sinking of the USS Indianapolis, a World War II ship that was attacked, and the survivors of that attack were subsequently attacked by sharks and then killed off gradually until only a few remained. While the Jaws movie is fictional, the USS Indianapolis was a real event, and the story of the sinking and the harrowing account of the surviving sailors was in fact true. In today's episode, we will be exploring what happened to this ship, the events that led to the sinking, and the secretive mission that the ship was conducting that inadvertently led to such tragic events. The USS Indianapolis, CA-35, was a Portland-class heavy cruiser of the United States Navy. It is most famously known for its tragic sinking in the final days of World War II, which resulted in one of the worst naval disasters in US history. The USS Indianapolis was laid down on March 31, 1930, at the New York Shipbuilding Corporation in Camden, New Jersey. It was launched on November 7, 1931, and commissioned on November 15, 1932. Before World War II, the Indianapolis served as the flagship for the US Scouting Force. It conducted numerous training exercises and diplomatic missions, including a goodwill tour to South America in 1936. When World War II broke out, the Indianapolis was stationed at Pearl Harbor, but it was at sea during the Japanese attack on November 7, 1941. The ship subsequently played a significant role in the Pacific Theater, participating in the bombardments of New Guinea, the Aleutian Islands, and various other operations. The cruiser provided critical support during several key battles, including the Battle of the Philippine Sea and the invasions of Iwo Jima and Okinawa. It earned 10 battle stars for its service in the war. On July 1945, the Indianapolis was given a top-secret mission to deliver parts of the atomic bomb Little Boy to Tinian Island. This bomb would later be dropped on Hiroshima, contributing to the end of World War II. After delivering the bomb components, the Indianapolis was en route to the Philippines when it was torpedoed by the Japanese submarine I-58 on July 30, 1945. The cruiser sank in just 12 minutes. Of the 1,195 crewmen on board, approximately 300 went down with the ship. The remaining 900 faced exposure, dehydration, saltwater poisoning, and shark attacks while awaiting rescue. Only 316 survived after nearly 4 days in the water. Reports and survivor accounts suggest that shark attacks were a significant cause of the high mortality rate amongst the men in the water. While not all of the approximately 600 men who died in the water were killed by sharks, it is believed that a large number of the fatalities were due to these attacks. The exact number, however, remains uncertain due to the chaotic and tragic events that happened. Estimates vary, but the number of men who died from shark attacks is often cited to be in range of several hundred. The survivors were not immediately missed, and the ship's sinking went unnoticed due to communication issues and delays. On the morning of August 2, 1945, a routine patrol flight by a PV-1 Ventura bomber piloted by Lieutenant Wilbur Chuck Gwynn accidentally spotted the survivors. Gwynn reported the sighting and dropped a life raft and a radio transmitter. After Gwynn's sighting, a PBY Catalina seaplane piloted by Lieutenant Commander R. Adrian Marks, was dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, Marks and his crew saw the desperate condition of the men and began a daring rescue operation, landing in the open sea to pick up survivors despite the rough seas. Shortly after Marks began his rescue efforts, the USS Cecil J. Doyle, a destroyer escort, was directed to the area. The Cecil J. Doyle arrived later on August 2 and started retrieving survivors from the water. Over the next 24 hours, more ships arrived to assist in the rescue. By August 3, the majority of the survivors had been recovered from the water. Captain Charles B. McVeigh III, the commanding officer, was court-martialed and convicted of hazarding his ship by failing to zigzag. Sadly, consumed with guilt, Charles McVeigh committed suicide in 1968. However, there was significant controversy surrounding this decision, and he was posthumously exonerated by Congress in 2000. The story of the USS Indianapolis has been recounted in numerous books, documentaries, and films. It gained widespread attention through the aforementioned 1975 film Jaws, in which a character, Quinn, describes surviving the shark attacks following the sinking. Due to the infamy of the sinking, many myths have emerged from this event. Let's dispel some of these here. The first is that the captain was solely responsible for the sinking by not taking actions to prevent a torpedo attack. While it is true that Captain Charles B. McVeigh III was court-martialed partially for not zigzagging as mentioned previously, evidence later showed that zigzagging would not make a difference in avoiding the torpedoes. The Japanese submarine commander later testified that zigzagging would not have prevented his successful attack. Later evidence and testimonies revealed that multiple factors contributed to the disaster, including failures in communication and intelligence that were beyond McVeigh's control. The second is that the Navy knew immediately due to the sensitive nature of the mission and chose not to respond. However, contrary to popular belief, the Navy did not immediately realize the Indianapolis was missing. A series of miscommunications and errors led to a delay in the rescue operation. The ship's failure to arrive as scheduled was not immediately reported, and distress signals were not sent out or received effectively. Some conspiracy theories suggest that the Indianapolis was deliberately sacrificed to keep the atomic bomb mission secret. Again, in reality, the sinking was a tragic wartime incident, and the delivery of atomic bomb components was not related to the ship's vulnerability in attack. The wreck of the Indianapolis was discovered on August 2017 by a civilian research team led by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. It was found 18,000 feet below the surface in the Philippine Sea, providing closure to a tragic chapter in naval history. The sinking of the USS Indianapolis and the subsequent loss of life led to several important lessons and changes in naval procedures and policies. One of the critical failures leading to the delayed rescue of the Indianapolis survivors was a breakdown in communication. The Navy implemented more stringent reporting and tracking procedures for ships' movements to ensure that any deviations from expected routes or arrivals would be properly noticed and investigated. The Navy also increased its emphasis on survival training for sailors and improved the quality and quantity of life rafts. The Navy further reevaluated its tactics and developed more nuanced guidelines for when and how to use zigzagging based on specific threat conditions. The psychological trauma experienced by the survivors of the Indianapolis led to greater awareness of the mental health needs of sailors who endure traumatic events. The Navy began to offer more comprehensive support and counseling service for personnel affected by such incidents. The significant number of fatalities due to shark attacks on the Indianapolis brought attention to the dangers posed by marine predators in the aftermath of a sinking. The Navy increased efforts to research and understand shark behavior and develop strategies to mitigate the risk of shark attacks on survivors.